When it's 5:25 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. Yes, it's the 4th of Shawwal, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, senior, respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Shawwal. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 4, 5, and 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna Sha'a, that if we wished and decreed, the verdict of Almighty Allah, Nunazzil alayhim min as-sama'i aya. Then we should have sent down to them gradually, day after day, week after week, some signs and some symbols. And what would have happened to humanity? For dhallat a'naquhum, then their necks should have been bent, laha, for the signs and symbols, khadu'in, in submission. But remember that Almighty Allah wants it must be done willingly, lovingly, and so sincerely. Not that Almighty Allah imposes it upon you. Therefore, Almighty Allah made human being the masterpiece of his creation and gave him or her freedom of choice. La ikraha fiddin. AK 255, Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2, verse 255. That's the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. And go to the next sentence, that is now chapter 2, verse 256, La ikraha fiddin. There is no compulsion in religion. That's for non-Muslims. Maaf, sorry about that. Anyway, that there is no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims. We're not going to put a gun at your head or a sword on your neck and tell you you must embrace Islam. It must come from within you. You must have that firm conviction. You must be sincere in your quest for the truth. And Almighty Allah is not going to impose it upon you. If he wanted, he could have done that. But then there'll be no test and trial. So Almighty Allah is speaking about Qudratullah, the power, the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah. But one is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. And human being, what is their nature? وَمَا يَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ. And never does it come to them from Almighty Allah, the one who's very, very gracious. A new reminder, a new verse is revealed. إِلَّا كَانُوا أَنْهُ مُؤْرِدِينَ. But they keep on turning away. They will say, Allah forbid, these are ancient fables or old stories, or these are not according to science and modern day technology, and people will look for every excuse. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you'll have thousand excuses. So Almighty Allah states, فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا. Hence, subsequently, these are the people they rejected the message and the messenger. So today's world, you see, And what you will find? You will find 8 billion plus people on the face of this earth. And people say 2 billion Muslims, all that is fairy tales. So we can round it off as 1 billion. So 12.5%, remember, of the world population are Muslim. And the rest, remember, are non-Muslim. So they rejected the message and the messenger. فَسَيَعَتِيهِمْ Soon it will come to them. أَمْبَاءُ The news, the information. مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَزِئُونَ That which they were mocking, ridiculing and scoffing at. And when the floods come, the hurricanes come, the wars break out, then people wonder what is really happening. But we invited all this wrath and anger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ When calamity is before us, it's because of our own deeds, action and reaction. When people are committing vices, then it's a punishment, but such a punishment, there's a blessing in disguise. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّمْ يَرْجِعُونَ We punish them with the smaller punishment, not the greatest punishment, so that they come back to the right path. The biggest punishment will be death, and then dispatch to Jahannam and the hellfire. And remember, for the pious people, when calamities come, it is liraf'id darajat, to elevate their status, their rank. So may Almighty Allah give us the understanding of the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's take you around the world, news, views and interviews. 12 police were killed in Pakistan. This is in the Khyber Pakhtun province, Swat and all those areas. Very, very beautiful. One of the most beautiful parts of Pakistan. More than 40 were injured. And from the police side, they say they made thorough investigation. This is not terrorism. Something happened there where they store all their guns and ammunition. And there an explosion took place. That is what they are saying. Kenya, there was a Christian preacher, Pastor Mackenzie. So Pastor Mackenzie is in jail now. And because he told his people, you must starve, starve to death. And they, like fools, follow the Pied Piper. And how many of them, that they're saying that over 100 of them, mass graves they are finding here and there in Malindi. So that's the place there in Kenya. Then two big stories from America. And for you non-Muslims, it'll be of interest to you and some Muslims also. So remember the two big TV networks there, Fox News and Tucker Carlson. They have parted ways. This Tucker Carlson was with them from 2009, and every night he had a program. 3 million plus people used to see him, listen to him. Now they resigned, or he was pushed and he had to, they fired him, whatever the case might be. All different speculation. But then they say, this Tucker Carlson character, we don't know him, so he's going to run for president. So you see, America, you become famous, and then you run to become president. And CNN, so you must remember, that is the big, you know, TV station there, channel there. They had a person by the name of some Lennon or something. He said these women who are over 50 years old, they over their prime. So they primed him out, remember? And they fired him. Him or her, Allah alone knows what it is. So, and that was a smack to that. You know, Nikki. Nikki is an Indian, but she wants to play white and she wants to stand as a candidate for the president. So that is humiliation for her also. Ukraine given a warning by America and allies. You see what we did in Afghanistan, we pulled out. So if things are not going to go more pear-shaped, we're going to lose more and more, then we're going to pull out also. So already they're telling you Putin is putting them in the right place, and he gave them such a thrashing, they will never ever forget, just like how Taliban of Afghanistan gave them a thrashing. Indonesia is waking up. It's the biggest Muslim country with a population. So they are bypassing the Visa card and the MasterCard, and they will be using others. So they're all turning more and more towards Russia. And remember, look at the double standards of America. So now they have the meeting. United Nations, Security Council, various presidents, prime ministers, kings, rulers come. So Russia journalists were not given visas. Can you believe that now? So why? They don't want the Russian journalists to give the true story. They want only their story must be heard. Just like the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel, that one of our Palestinians rammed into 5 jutlas and injured them, we say Alhamdulillah, very good. They must keep on doing that, because the jutlas and the haramis, they stole our land, they stole our country, they stole our masajid, and they are baby killers murdering our children, our women, and keeping our men detention without trial. Dozens killed in Iskander. Do you know where is Iskander? So this is there in Ukraine, and this is where a strike by the Russians. So the Russians have killed so many of them. Putin is taking out his real weapons now, and is showing them that we will go and sort you out. Most of these people who were killed were mostly foreign mercenaries. BB can no more face the Americans, nor on TV, nor face to face, because he know they're going to grill him, interrogate him regarding the internal issues in the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, the judicial reform, and stealing more land in the West Bank and so forth. The Saudis at least are doing something good for a change, and now they are helping various countries in evacuating their people from Sudan. So we hope that Allah Ta'ala bring peace to all these countries. But remember, it's always the greed of human beings that they cause all these problems to fulfill their ego and their worm's fancies and desires. Inshallah Al-Aziz, today between 8:30 and 9, there will be interview with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan and Brother Ra'id. So that will be Ra'id and Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and then inshallah 105 to 130, Surah Fatiha, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, in today's lesson, inshallah, Aziz.
I've got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Sherwin. He's listening to you right now, and he says that, morning AK, how is killing a Jewish woman in the middle of the street by a Hamas activist helping the Palestinian cause? I'm asking not to be a troll, but to actually understand why they are doing that. Sherwin, Ustad.
My brother Sherwin, I want to ask you a question, right? You living there in Durban, and now you living comfortably in your house. I come with my guns blazing and so forth, and I tell you, you better move out there to your outbuilding, and we will negotiate all that. What will you do, I'm asking? Will you just move out? No, you will resist, obviously. So even if you have to go, because they will kill you, kill your wife, kill your children and so forth, but you will look for every way that no, some form of justice I may have. So you, the Jewish people there, you are settlers, you are invaders, you occupied somebody else's land, and to occupy somebody else's land is terrorism. So imagine somebody comes here, if Russia invaded Ukraine, I admit they invaded, then they are war criminals, I admit they are war criminals, I admit that they did wrong, but I'm saying, what did Israel do? Did you study the history of Israel? Before 14th of May, remember that, you will find, in 1948, you had the Irgun gang, you had the Stern gang, you had the Haganah gang, they were massacring the Palestinians and so forth, whose land it was, who had mercy on them. They said these are squatters and refugees, so they gave them some place there. But you see, when you have a puppy and you feed it so much, then that puppy becomes a bulldog and an Alsatian and eats you up. Sammin kalbak ya akulka. That's exactly what the jutlas, the haramis, the terrorists, the Zionists have done. So therefore, we say our Palestinians are 100% justified in attacking the Israelis, because your men and women, they serve on the army. Your men and women, they are the ones harassing our Muslims. Whether in Gaza, whether in the checkpoints, whether in other parts, they can come and terrorize anybody. Go see Hebron, what you did. They stole our mosque. They murdered our people cold-bloodedly. Baruch Goldstein, he's dispatched to hell, the Harami. And then Israeli style justice, you murder our people in the mosque, and then you steal our mosque as well. So you understanding now, my brother? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
I see he's apologizing, Ustad.
You don't have to apologize. Don't apologize, my brother. You must just be fair and just. That's all we're asking. Nobody is telling you to embrace Islam. Nobody is telling you, brother, to apologize. We're telling you, don't believe the Western media and the mainstream media. They give you a slanted story. Remember that. You see, a lady sells a body. She's a prostitute. These guys, by and large, they are prostitutes. They only have to write what they have to say. This Tucker Carlson, that Lennon, all that. They spoke things against what they want. So therefore, they fired them and so forth. So what is wrong in saying a woman who's past 50 is past her prime? So it's 100% correct, you must remember. But because it doesn't suit the politicians and so forth, so they fire who? The CNN and so forth. And this Tucker Carlson was a right-winger, according to what I'm reading about him. So remember, that is what they do. They prostitute these people. I am telling you, you must think out of the box and always stand for justice. That's what I'm telling you.
I've got a brother here. He doesn't want to give his name, Ustad. He's from KZN as well. He says that, what is the most accurate Bible to read that really speaks the truth about Christianity, Ustad?
There's no Bible that speaks the truth. Now, currently, all are corrupted. There are additions, omissions, and interpolations. So you must remember, I told you before, you can just Google it. You must remember one Bible got there in 1631 because all were handwritten. So it's written there, thou shalt rob or thou shalt commit adultery or something. Instead of saying don't, they forgot it. They said thou shalt do it. So remember, if you look at your king, if you come to my house, I'll show you 5-6 different Bibles I have. I have in English the King James Version, the New International Version and other. Then I have the Arabic Bible. I have the Urdu Bible. All that we have, my brother. But nothing is authentic. When I say nothing is authentic, no Jew, no Christian can say that this is exactly the Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. This is the gospel that 100% it was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Because they don't have a single person who has memorized it in the original language. And now you draw and compare that with the Muslims, draw a comparison. We have millions, not thousands, millions of people. You saw now during our fasting month, Ramadan, daytime we were fasting and nighttime we were reading the Quran by memory. So what is Ramadan? It is the commemoration of the preservation of the noble Quran. We are the only people on the face of this earth, and there is no fear of contradiction that whose scripture is in its pristine purity, no additions, no omissions, no interpolation, and the Western media and politicians are trying to corrupt the Quran via the internet. I saw one there by Sheikh Ahmed Didat's house and so forth. But remember, it always fails. You will burn the Quran. What will you do with the Quran in my heart, in Mona Arafat's heart, in millions of people, male, female, adult and children, 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old? They're not even mature, but they know the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. So my brother, to say an authentic Bible is a figment of people's imagination.
I've got Jaco. He says, but AK, you guys, Quran is in Arabic, right? All Muslims read it in Arabic, right? But majority of Muslims don't understand a single word. So why do they read what they don't know? Jaco, Ustad.
Rech, he had rech gepraat. You said this correct thing, but that was make it a miracle. That majority of the people who by heart it don't even know Arabic. But yet they spend 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and they by heart it and memorize it. So let's now say, your people, They know English. They know Afrikaans. They know, you understand, Hebrew. But still they can't bear heart it and so forth. And then you know how corrupted the Bible is and so forth. How corrupted the Torah is and so forth. So remember that we will tell our people that I didn't know Arabic. I was geboren in Heidelberg. So I bear heart it at a young age with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, before I was mature. And then my parents, Allah grant them paradise, Jannatul Firdaus, that they sent me to Pakistan and I learned Arabic there, and then in Newcastle I was teaching Arabic, and now we're teaching you. So you see, my brother, it's a journey. First we by heart it, and thereafter we go and learn the meaning, and then we teach it to Jacko, and then we teach it to Tom, Dick and Mary. So that is our function, our duty.
SubhanAllah. One brother says here, Mufti, I must Tarawih in Ramadan. Can it be made up now, Ustad?
There's no qadha for Tarawih. Read 2 rakat, Salatu Tawbah. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The question is not you must Tarawih only. The question is, why did you miss Tarawih? That is what we must ascertain. You miss Tarawih, there was a hot soccer match. This team playing that team. So you said, that is a hot match, my favorite team. Or you went to go check your girlfriend out a little bit. You told your family members you're going for Tarawih, but you went to score other goals there. You see, lot of things happen nowadays. I receive all these kind of questions. Say, my husband said he's going for Tarawih, but when I asked the brothers, was he there? They said he's not there. So I sent somebody, he was sitting there by his secretary's house, and so what he was doing? He was doing some gymnastics there, you see. So all this shaitaniyat. So it's not you only must Tarawih, we have to go into and ascertain why you must it. So make sincere tawbah and cry and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and sever all ties with all these haram things, the Hollywood, Bollywood, boyfriend, girlfriend, and remember the internet and what have you, when you use it for haram purpose. We must salat, we must tarawih. So how can that be ever justified?
I see you got another new listener, Ustad. He's listening to you, and he says that he was told to listen to the program on Radio Al Ansar. His name is Hans. He says, what would happen if a German person or a tourist says Heil Hitler in Germany? Ustad Hans, brother Hans.
Yes, they feel guilty of what Hitler did. I was there in Germany, in Munich, and they took me here and there and so forth. And you know, the BMW, their headquarters is there. You must remember, in Munich, and Mercedes-Benz, their headquarters is there in Stuttgart and so forth. So they got their laws. So we say Hitler did some very good things. Well, it don't mean the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionist press say something, we must just accept it hook, line and sinker. Hitler said that you are such a small population here, you Jutlas, you Jews, you Haramis, and you want to come and control our economy, and when the Germans want loan, then you charge them exorbitant interest. I'll never allow this. You Jutlas, you Haramis, you are the one who come here and you promote homosexuality. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, they started it there. Me, I will never allow it. Third one, on the movies and the arts and culture and entertainment industry, they the ones who promoted pornography and all that. All that he did was 100% right. So must remember that. And let me tell you, Hans, this whole 6 million story is a big fat lie. You can quote me anywhere. We're not rejecting the Holocaust. We're rejecting the number of 6 million. And remember, this is the problem with the Jutlas, the Haramis. They want to tell us the Holocaust only happened to them. Why don't you go to Australia and go and see what white men did, the Holocaust? 10 million, 8 million people, aborigines, you wipe them off the face of the earth. Why you don't speak of the Holocaust of the Red Indians and the natives and the indigenous in America? 50 million plus, you wipe them off. So you go to those white countries, go see Britain, what they did in different countries, what Churchill did to India. Millions of people lost their lives because of his policies and so forth. So the white man must not come and teach us about human rights, about democracy. You are the biggest terrorist, the whiteys. They want white hegemony. And therefore, in America, they don't teach their history. Therefore, in Australia, they won't teach them the true history. Therefore, in New Zealand, they won't teach them the true history, what they did to the Maoris. So, but the Jutlas and the Harami Zionists, they want to confine the Holocaust only happened to them. What they're doing now to the Palestinians is not the Holocaust. So I'm asking you, 6 million Palestinians living in the diaspora, nobody can refuse it. You are a Jutla, you can go. Your name is Jonathan, your name is Samantha, your name is Tom, Dick and Harry or Mary, and you're a Jew, you can make Aliyah and go. But my Palestinian brothers, sisters, children, whose families lived there for hundreds of years, thousand years, they cannot go. So what do you expect us to do? I'm asking you. So you must remember, don't fall for all these jokes of these people here. They deserve what they got. And I'm telling you now, all of you listening on Ansar, that Israel will be wiped off the face of this earth in our lifetime, inshallah. 75 years, and then they will lose it. You see, you don't study history. Almighty Allah gave Jerusalem to the Christians, to the Crusaders. Till today, the Christians are ashamed of what the Crusaders did. 88 years occupation from 1099 Gregorian calendar to 1187, and then Almighty Allah sent Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. You call him Saladin the Just. And how he defeated the Crusaders. He gave them such a thrashing, but he was a man of faith, a man of justice. Therefore, even the Western governments, they say, Saladin the Just. So same thing is going to happen here. Israel will lose everything. Remember that India will lose everything. Because of your policies of apartheid and treating people as third class, fourth class. Inna al-adla ila qiyami sa'a. If you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. Inna al-zulma la sa'a. And if you have oppression, it will last for a little while. Ask the apartheid terrorist regime of South Africa, the Burki, what they did here in South Africa to us Indians, coloureds and blacks. There they treated us as second, third, fourth class citizens. And you saw what happened. So don't come and teach us about democracy and human rights and all that, you whiteys. You are the people who caused the Holocaust. You are the people who caused World War I. You are the people who caused World War II. Who's the problem now in Ukraine and Russia? Me, I stand with Russia. If Putin come, I'll go meet him. But if MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan come, I'll never go meet him. You see, we must stand for justice, brother.
I see Hans says he likes you, Ustad. He says, are you an Afrikaner or an activist, Ustad?
Ik praat Afrikaans, ik praat Engels, en ik is baie activist. active in promoting Islam, my buta, my broer.
Brother Hans, Ustad Ronnie wants to know, why is Africa turning away from the United States, Ustad?
Because they realize the white man wants to use them like prostitutes, you see. Steal all their resources. You know, Africa has more than 50 countries. If you just go beneath the ground, we have the greatest amount of resources compared to anywhere in the world. But corruption from top, right from Egypt, North Africa, right till South Africa. So the white man will come, he will tell you, we'll take your oil. He said, we'll take your diamonds, we'll take your gold, we'll do this, little bit we'll give you. But we will sort it out and we will make the price and so forth. Go see now here in Botswana, they want to kick all these guys out because they're stealing so much from them. And you go and see in Congo, why all these wars are carrying on. When Libya Gaddafi stood up and he built the best water system in the world. That's what Gaddafi did. Gaddafi did not own the World Bank or IMF, the International Monetary Fund, $1. Self-sufficient. Every person had food, every person had a house. He, Gaddafi, said, my parents will not get a house until every Libyan has his own house. Do you know all these facts? When they would get married, he would give the couple $50,000, $50,000, sometimes $25,000. Show me one country that does this. Go see what you did to Libya. You finish the whole country up. You say, no, Gaddafi. So when Saddam was good for you, you used him. Go ask Rumsfeld, didn't he meet Saddam? But when he turned against you, then you called him a terrorist and so. That's what the white man does. Kissinger said it himself. Kissinger said, America does not have friends. We only have interests. We will use them and then we will drop them. I'm just paraphrasing him. See what they did to the Shah of Iran, what they did to the Saudis, what they're doing to the other countries. Same thing. So the African leaders must wake up and they must arrest all these guys. Not at the bottom. Your speeding is too much and your parking was not all wasting time. Catch all the big fish and put them in jail and then see if Africa comes straight or not. But who is prepared to do it? Because the guy who stole is a crook and the police is a crook in most instances. So that's why you see South Africa, we have become a circus of trapeze artists. Sure. You must remember, that's what it is today. So the whole Africa corrupted to the core.
I've got Alija, the Jewish brother that last night agreed with you. He wants to know, he says, good morning to you, AK. It's Alija here. He says, do Israeli soldiers ever regret joining the army and fighting for Israel? Alija, Ustad.
100%. Don't you know the suicide rate is increasing every year almost in Israel? Their guilty conscience gets the better of them. How can we just put a bullet through a six-year-old boy or a 10-year-old girl and so forth just because they got the stone or just because they're standing there? And you know all this is being done. So then they commit suicide or they have to go for treatment because you must remember that their psychology and they start seeing dreams that these children are asking them, why did you kill me? They come to them in the dream. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. You know the Arabs before. This was their custom. When the wife gave birth to a baby girl, now she's 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, they would take the daughter, say, I'm taking you for a walk. And then they would dig up a grave, murder their own daughter, and remember infanticide, and then bury her. So the Quran Kareem states, my brother, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Their daughter who was buried alive will be questioned on the day of justice. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. What crime did you commit? If you are born that side, then you are a Palestinian. If you are born this side, then you are an Israeli. The Israeli will get all the facilities and the Palestinian will get 5%, 10%. And that also they think they're doing them a favor. So what do you expect then? So I'm asking you, when I still remember, I can't forget all these things. How they called us Kundis, how they had their whites and non-whites. When that Palestinian child sees what the Israeli police and army is doing to their father and mother, what do you think? The first opportunity he gets a gun, he will use it against you. Don't you even understand? For 75 years, you're losing. You can't even fight Hamas. You're so frightened. You can't even fight Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. So imagine that you're supposed to be the superpower, but it is imploding and Israel will be crumbling very soon. Jonathan, Samantha, whoever, Jeremy, and the Israeli Jutlas, you're recording me, write it there. On your front side or on your back side. You must remember, Israel is history. You're going to lose everything.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. I mean, I've got a sister, Abigail. She says, if Adam and Eve were the first humans, who did Cain marry? Where did she come from if there were no other humans on earth yet? Sister Abigail, Ustad.
Abigail, very good question. Abigail, I told you, you must go to Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. And I told you, for all of you who are non-Muslims and Muslims, remember, if you want a very easy way to understand the Quran, then the title is Quran, Quran, made easy. And remember, it's in two volumes. You will see at the bottom, the name is written Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein. So it's not me, it's my brother. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So Quran made easy. You must refer to that. So go to chapter 49 of the Noble Quran, verse 13, and Almighty Allah teaches us, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha, we created you from one male and one female, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila, we made you into different nations and different tribes, lita'arafu. So Adam and Eve, 100%, not Adam and Steve business, Adam and Eve. Thereafter, how they increased, you must remember that whenever the children were born, then they were born in set of twins. One boy, one girl. So the first set. Second one, boy and girl. So the second set. So the second set, the daughter would marry the first set boy. So like that, there was cross marriage. In that time, all that was permissible, and that is how the population grew and grew and grew. So that is how it happened. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We go for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop, and inshallah, 11 to 12, bliss of marriage.
Jazakallah khair and ustad.